This is Ted Kennedy. Governor Mike Dukakis and the Democratic Congress are pressing for better child care, and now George Bush is too. Funny coincidence. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Democratic-initiated child care proposals have been on the front burner in Congress for months, and for good reason. No mother who wants to work, who has to work, should have to fear for the health or safety of her child while she's on the job. Yet that fear is all too real for millions of working women in today's economy. Now, Al, a comprehensive Democratic plan to provide financial help and set tough standards for child care centers and personnel is ready for action in Congress. It's got you Republicans all shook up. George Bush must have been watching the Democratic convention after all, Al. He saw the massive outpouring of support for child care. As soon as the convention ended, he rushed out a proposal of his own. That's what vice presidents do best, Al. Play me too.
Lord, here we are, Ted, on the right side, or left side, I mean the same side of an issue. Quality child care is a bipartisan concern. That's why you worked with those good Republicans like Utah's Orrin Hatch to move the child care legislation through the committee. You were being sincere the other day when you thanked Orrin for all of his help, weren't you? George Bush has a damn fine proposal on child care, and quite unlike the dynamic Democratic duo of Tax and Tex who are running for president, George Bush offers full specifics and substance. George has proposed a good four-point plan on child care, a new children's tax credit for all families, a refundable dependent care tax credit, encouraging more employees to sponsor daycare, and having more choices for all working parents. All parents, those who work and those who stay at home, are entitled to the same quality choices. It's George Bush who offers the choices to all. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.